This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Time is 9:07. It is Wednesday morning, December the 4th of 2024. Currently 28 degrees under overcast skies in downtown Wausau. Live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up here in this hour, in just a few minutes, we'll be joined by Sean Wright, the Executive Director of the Grand Theater here in Wausau. And of course, holiday times is a very busy time at the Grand. Number of different shows, great holiday extravaganzas. We'll talk about what's coming up at the Grand in just a few minutes with Sean Wright. And then we'll be joined by Ruline Gartner of the Good News Project. We're going to be talking about as well the holidays in terms of volunteering. As Ruline is the volunteer coordinator from Good News Project. And this time of year, folks like the Good News Project are looking for volunteers. And instead of trying to maybe buy happiness, you know, with gifts and such, you can find some joy within your life by volunteering. And we're going to talk a little bit about that coming up at 9:34. Oh, geez. I noticed Ruline sent me an email. It says 9:20. So she's going to have to wait till 9:34 because Sean will be here. And I trust that you'll just say that a little bit of a miscommunication on the time when she does arrive. When she arrives, because Ian is always the greeter. Someone will come to the station, they'll ring the bell, and
I will explain it.
And yes. That'd be fantastic. But that's all coming up here in this hour. And then, of course, at the end of the hour, we'll have our daily history lesson, including famous moments in history, some celebrity birthdays, reasons to acknowledge today, some special events, and then, of course, our number for the day quiz. And
yes.
Ian Welsh always takes the quiz at the end of the show. And Ian, number one, he is our in-studio engineer and producer across the way, behind the glass. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Chad.
You have some work to do this week.
Yes. This week has been a little rough.
And the funny thing about it is, and I say funny, not really ha-ha, but sort of unusual.
Funny ha-ha or funny boo-hoo?
No, it's kind of, yeah, a little bit. But sort of odd, because I would say if we had a percentage of, if you took the number that is the smallest, the one that's in the middle, or the one that's the biggest, more often than not, you've taken the one in the middle.
That is true.
For the most part. But this week, we've had 2 days, and both the correct answers were the middle answer, and this week you happen to go around it.
I guessed too low, and yesterday I guessed too high.
So it's like normally if you were in the middle, you'd be in good shape, but this week it just happened to be the correct number was in the middle, and you were off a little bit, and you're 0-for-2. So that means you still, you know, if you get 2 out of the final 3, you'll still get a passing grade, which is fine. But you have to sweep in order to have a winning week.
Yes, I got to get the next 3 right today.
But we have seen in the past, when the pressure is on, you've been pretty good.
Yeah. I do like that added pressure element. It definitely helps to, you know, I made me think on my feet more.
And so I always see you digging deep when you do have these moments where you have to get it right. You just see the gears grinding, and we'll look forward to that later in the show. Would you like to know what the topic is for today's number for the day?
Yes. Yes, I would.
All right.
What is today's topic?
Chicken.
Oh, boy.
So I'm not going to give you any more than that.
How generic.
Chicken.
Okay.
Well, I will say it will be chicken that are alive, not chicken that are dead when you're eating them. Because you could be talking about chicken that's being eaten and stuff like that. No. This is chicken while they're still with us gobbling and doing everything they do.
Oh, okay.
So chicken, alive chicken, is our number for the day topic. So we'll look forward to that coming up at about 9:56 this morning.
Stay tuned, people. It'll be the moment of truth at the end of the show.
Also want to remind folks that Wednesday means not only do I have this show, but coming up tonight from 6 till 8 p.m., we'll be back with the Big High School Sports Show. Every Wednesday evening for 2 hours, nothing but area high school sports. I am joined during the winter sports season by former Pneuma Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress. We will talk about what's been going on in high school girls and boys basketball, high school girls and boys hockey, look ahead to some of the big matchups as well coming up. Plus, we always have a couple of special guests. We have a coach guest, and we have a student athlete guest. And tonight, our coach guest from the 2-0 Wausau East Lumberjacks will be Dan Garrett. Dan Garrett is our coach guest coming up as Wausau East. Big expectations this season. They have a veteran squad, but it's a very tough Wisconsin Valley Conference. So we will talk to Dan Garrett of Wausau East coming up at 6:25 this evening. And actually, the Lumberjacks are now 3-0. I was just checking because last night they played. I knew they had won two games over the weekend. They also won last night over New London. So 3-0, so it's a perfect guest to have. Dan Garrett coming up. And then we'll also have a senior from Wausau West as our student-athlete guest, Bennett Mattson. Bennett Mattson had a terrific football season. He's off to a great start on the basketball court. And just a great guy, too. I know him a little bit, so he's a terrific young man. Looking forward to talking to Bennett Mattson of Wausau West coming up at 7:06 tonight. So that is the Big High School Sports Show tonight, 6 till 8, right here on 98.9 WXEO, online at WXEO.com, mobile WXEO.fm. I keep getting that wrong.
It's getting better.
Thank you. WXEO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. I wanted to, again, talk a little bit here for a few minutes about what we heard yesterday concerning Channel 9. And I just think
Is it just a Channel 9 or is it Channel 7?
No, just Channel 9, at least at this point. They let go a lot of folks. Within their on-air and sales and everything else. And basically they're taking parts of their newscast now from Madison. So basically it's a Madison news. Madison studio. They're sending the news here to Wausau instead of our local broadcasters. We're getting Madison broadcasters. And we saw that Melissa Langben, who's been with Channel 9 for over 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
Eric Morotek, who has been a staple in Wausau television, and others. I don't even know everybody that lost their position. It's just sad. It's very, very sad. And, of course, for the veteran broadcasters, it's sad. But I just, again, feel for the younger broadcasters who are trying to make their way in this very, very competitive business. And I've been there. I've lost my job twice where I was called in. It is not because of performance, but because of just budgets. And I was let go. And it is a shot to the gut that you can expect. You can think that you know how you're going to react, but you don't. It's just it really was affecting for a very, very long time, and I think of those folks, and I think again about our community because we've seen what has happened to the Wausau Daily Herald. And I don't know, you're probably again too young to remember, but the Wausau Daily Herald used to be something that was such a massive part of the information ecosystem here in central Wisconsin. And the newspaper has basically become a shell of its previous self. Mm. And we don't have the same information on news and sports and everything else. And now we're going to see that I think, unfortunately, with Channel 9 as well. So, again, just feel for those folks who lost their position. I feel for the community as well that is losing something that is vitally important to us. So, again, really sending out our best to everybody at Channel 9 that was affected by this. And, again, I've said it. I mean, I love being in this business, but at times it can be a cruel mistress, I think, to say the least. A lot of
so true.
But, again, we'll have more on that, but I'm very happy. We'll brighten things up just a little bit as coming in is the executive director of the Grand Theater in Wausau, Sean Wright. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I know it's a very busy time. I mean, the holiday season is truly very busy at the Grand. And also, talking about the community, you bring in such wonderful shows, both in terms of national, and then, of course, you have, I think, the local holiday staple in the Altenburg Christmas Extravaganza. But it's an exciting time, isn't it?
It is. You know, the holidays have truly arrived when, you know, Nutcracker is loaded in on the stage and in rehearsals. And today we'll have, about 50 volunteers helping us decorate the Grand for the season. And it's always a fun day to, you know, to see the finished product. And it just truly feels like Christmas when that happens. And yes, Nutcracker this weekend and then a very, very full week ahead next week as well.
What's been going on, though? Obviously, I mean, we can talk about how busy it is always at the Grand Theater during the holidays, but it's always busy at the Grand Theater all the time. Anything special that's been going on, anything that kind of caught your attention recently that, hey, this was everything I wanted it to be?
You know, honestly, we got a little bit of a break over the Thanksgiving holiday, which was
That's right.
had a couple of private events. But the thing that I really love this time of year is it's the time of year that our Central Wisconsin Jerry Ensemble is out in the community performing, and they work hard all year, but especially the first semester coming in as a new group and sort of gelling as a group. And so they performed yesterday at the Landing, performing some of their holiday songs. They'll be part of the Conservatory of Music's holiday event this week, and then they'll perform pre-show two nights next week. And so it's wonderful to see those incredibly talented young people get the opportunity to showcase their talents.
Yeah, I've had a chance to talk to a few of them either for the Jerry or for their school productions as well, and there is such a spirit among those kids.
Yes.
I just you can't help but in fact feel younger and feel more happy and bright, and for them to go around and do what they do is just fantastic.
Makes you feel good about the next generation to come.
It certainly does. And we're gonna have more. We're gonna take a very short time out and then come back talk about December at the Grand, and also we could have a number for the day here because you just added a birthday, the Grand.
That we did.
And we're going to tell you what that number is coming up as we continue with Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
I guarantee you, if you get Todd Rundgren to the Grand Theater, I'll be there.
Yes, absolutely.
I love Todd Rundgren.
But, agreed.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. We're talking to Grand Theater Executive Director Sean Wright, and it is the Grand Theater's birthday. Is it today, the birthday?
No, last week. Oh, okay. Last week, right before Thanksgiving. Yes, we're celebrating the end of our Giving Tuesday 97 years campaign, because the Grand is 97 years old. When, in fact, now into its 98th year. We're already past the birthday and into year number 98.
It's been a long time.
Yes.
Is the building basically the same? I mean, I know there's been renovations, of course, but
essentially,
is it?
Yeah, essentially, the core of the building is the same. Of course, originally it was the Grand Opera House that sat on that site, and in the things you could do in 1927, but you could not do in 2024, the owners of the Wausau Theater Company who owned it decided it was not grand enough, and so they knocked it down in the end of February of 2027, and reopened on Thanksgiving, rebuilt the Grand Theater as it stands today, and reopened on Thanksgiving Day, 1927. You know, you wouldn't even get the permits at this point to, you know, to do a construction project.
It reminds me, and I know that you know baseball. I mean, if you know these old baseball stadiums, if you read the stories of Yankee Stadium and others, how quickly those stadiums went up back in that era, too.
same thing. So, no, and it's been there since 1927. Of course, you know, in 1987 was the reopening after the closure for a number of years of restoration. And so what that did was to try to, you know, through the years it had been kept essentially, you know, similar to the condition it was, but that renovation really tried to restore it to the look and feel that it had in 1927, and that's you know, what we're determined to do as we continue to move forward with the building.
And I imagine that there's already at least at the back of the mind, maybe even the front of the mind, about the 100th anniversary
It's very much in the front of the mind, very much so. A lot of exciting things to come.
And talking about exciting things to come, even closer, of course, here in December, it is jam. Impact December at the Grand, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We will we'll take a breath on about December 21st and be ready for it. Of course, you know, Central Wisconsin School of Ballet in with Nutcracker this week, and just amazing production that, you know, that Patrick and his team puts on each year, showcasing local dancers, but also, you know, dancers that they bring from ABT in New York. And so, you know, that runs Saturday and Sunday, two shows Saturday, one show Sunday. Tickets are going fast for those shows. And then, you know, why not go right into our first Broadway run of the year?
I was going to ask you about that because, I mean, you got so much going on, and then to throw in one of the Broadway shows here in December, is that a challenge?
It's a huge challenge. And, you know, and it's a, I think I've already apologized to our technical staff about 25 times and will about 25 more times between now and the end of next week. You know, normally we are dark a day before a Broadway show loads in and a day after a Broadway show loads out, just because of what you have to do to the facility to get it ready and what you have to do to restore the facility when it leaves. So, of course, next week we're going from Nutcracker in the afternoon on Sunday. They will spend probably most of the night striking Nutcracker, getting it out the door, and then striking, you know, the theater to get it ready for Dear Evan Hansen load in at 7:30. Two shows of Dear Evan Hansen next week. Load that out probably midnight, 1 a.m. on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, and then Wednesday night, a sold-out show with Home Free for the holidays. So, and then the Altenburg show on Friday night. But we get a whole day in between those, you know, shows.
Is that like one of the biggest week challenges you've ever had since you've been there?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, the only one I can kind of think of that that feels similar is the year that we, you know, we already had a performance of Stomp scheduled on a Thursday night before loading into 11:11 that weekend. We added Price is Right Live on a Tuesday. It sold out. We added Price is Right Live 2 on a Wednesday, sold out. And so we went sold out, sold out, sold out. One day, 11:11. And so, you know, fortunately, we've got an amazing team all around. And, you know, and there will come a break as we get to about December 20th.
I hope there's a Christmas bonus somewhere there. Hey, in terms of tickets, again, really great stuff. You said for the Nutcracker, tickets are going fast. But what about these other shows?
Yeah, tickets going fast for that. For Dear Evan Hansen, we have about 150 tickets left each night, so you know, if you want tickets, you should really jump on those, especially if you're wanting to grab any prime tickets. Home Free is completely totally sold out. Wow. That is as sold out as can be. It's not one of those like, oh, we have scattered singles. Like, it's tickets available, zero. And the Altenburg show trending toward a sellout as well, but still some tickets left, so you know, jump on those. And then of course the following week, Cirque Dreams Holidays will be here, the following 2 weeks from today, and that Thursday night, and We have maybe 75 tickets left combined for the two nights. So it is a it is a busy, busy stretch.
Is it a matter of now just holding your breath for 3 weeks?
Pretty much so. Pretty much so. And, you know, and of course, on the, you know, in my world, the APAP conference in New York, the big booking conference, ramps up. That starts January 8th. And so, you know, I'm spending a lot of time in terms of setting up all those meetings and conversations and working toward next year. So, yeah, it's right now we're all spinning plates right now. But, yes, yeah, so it is very much like let's get the last show out, which is the Symphony on the Rocks holiday show. Let's get that last show out the door a couple Sundays from now and take that deep breath.
But I tell you, when you get to January, whenever you bring up, you know, you go into the meeting and setting up the shows, it again reminds me of going to the winter meetings and being the general manager and wheeling and dealing and putting on your GM hat. And if you should have been named the next GM of the Cardinals because you have the experience of making those deals happen.
If only I had the Dodgers money to spend, you know, then wow, the artist would be great.
It's almost like, how do I spend all this money?
Yeah, I
know. They don't know how to. Hey, we got all this money. Oh, in the corner, another big bet. Yeah. Another $250 million there sitting there.
Yeah.
But no, I just think that I would love to actually. I think it would be a cool documentary to see you putting those shows together. I think it would be very fun.
There are things you see at APAP that you don't ever forget. That's for sure.
Again, for folks who want to get those tickets, what's the best way to do it?
Yep. Visit Grand Theater, of course, er.org, and of course, all the social media channels as well.
Sean, I know it's going to be a great run, but it'll be a lot of fun as well. Thanks again for spending a few minutes with us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Sean Wright, Grand Theater Executive Director. The time is 9:29. We'll have an information update coming up, and then we're going to have our monthly visit with the Good News Project. And we'll talk to Brulene Gartner coming up next about volunteering and opportunities in that realm here during this holiday season. I'm Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Always great to hear the voice of Robert Palmer and every kind of people. And again, it takes every kind of people to make the world go round. And one of the groups of people that we always enjoy talking to every first Wednesday of the month is through the Good News Project. And Christine Daniels usually joins us, but today we got a special guest. I'm very happy to welcome Brulene Gartner, who is the volunteer coordinator for the Good News Project. And Brulene, thank you for coming on by.
Oh, thank you for having me, Chad. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Absolutely. And when you came, you sent me a note saying, you know, you were coming in for Christine and some ideas on what we talk about. I thought, this is perfect because as we go into December, as we go into the holiday season, as we just come off of Thanksgiving, volunteering and looking at volunteering maybe in a little different way than maybe people think about. And you do, obviously, as volunteer coordinator at the Good News Project, maybe before we talk about specifics, talk a little bit about your job in terms of who you work with, how many people you work with, what your job entails.
Yeah, I'm so fortunate to work with Good News Project. We have a very strong volunteer program there. This past year, we've had over 290 volunteers that did 7,100 hours of service with us. It's amazing that we can find so many dedicated volunteers. It just really speaks to our community. But being at Good News, I have learned that volunteering is more than just giving back to our organization itself. Volunteering is about helping the person that is volunteering through volunteering. volunteering with us, we really find that we're helping them in many ways, whether it's fulfilling goals that they want to do to serve others, or maybe it's just their mental health. You know, volunteering, it's been proven that you can't be depressed and volunteer at the same time. And we're so thankful that we can help people with that.
Along that same line, I said it is the holiday times, Thanksgiving, now into Christmas and Hanukkah and every other holiday that folks will be celebrating here in the month of December. And we think about the joy of it. We think about the family get-togethers. But for a lot of people, it is a hard time, isn't it?
It is. You know, some people struggle with loneliness and anxiety of how to do Christmas right. You know, right. We have such pressure out there with media about what Christmas is supposed to look like. And I am finding more and more families are switching that mentality to how can we serve our community and others. You know, so at this time of year, I'm hearing a lot of people asking of how can you give back to the community in different ways instead of buying things. And, you know, I really encourage people to go out there and look at organizations, not just with us, but other ones out there that maybe are serving the needy through food banks or feeding meals, but also just trying to help our homeless shelters and providing warmth. In northern Wisconsin, and especially this past week, it's been getting pretty cold. Even just knitting mittens for some of those people in need. You know, there's so many ways that you can give back, and it feels good to do so.
It does, and I think that there is, I think, a certain, you know, goodness and a feeling of helping when you write a check or send in a cash donation. But at the same time, you know, then you've done it. You know, you send it in. It's in the mail. It goes to good works. I just think that in terms of what you've been talking about, the continuing giving back to yourself in a sense, as well as giving to others, that volunteering entails, that the time is just as valuable as the money, right?
Absolutely. You know, we are definitely seeing a shift that, you know, the gap of that middle income is changing, and there's more lower and more higher wealth people. And we're finding that our volunteers are actually coming from the lower wealth. There's more and more people that don't have a means to give money, but they give their time. And actually, we like to see it at Good News Project that they're giving us a piece of their life by volunteering. And, you know, I think there's nothing more valuable than that. Money does not compare to a piece of our life. It's very limited. We only have so many years. And if you can give that to another human being, that's what we should be doing for Christmas.
We're talking to Ruling Gartner, who is the volunteer coordinator from the Good News Project. We get a chance to talk to the Good News Project every first Wednesday of the month here on 98.9 WXCO. And you've talked about the folks that come to you and say, hey, we want to volunteer. We want to, and especially working through the Good News Project, because you do have, I think, this the reputation of be the good and do things that are so important in terms of really spreading the good. How many folks do you work with? I mean, how many people say, hey, you know, it could be just a little bit of time. It could be a lot of time. How many folks are you working with at Good News Project?
You know, throughout the year, I see about 290 volunteers. But on a weekly basis, it's about 50 volunteers that are consistently working with us weekly. And, you know, right now, we do have a definite need there for volunteers in our help part of our organization. So that's the health lending program right at our front desk. And, you know, I think that's one of the most critical pieces of our organization because as customers and clients are coming in for that medical equipment, they're going through a trauma. They are struggling, whether they have a loved one that's not doing so well or they've personally had a surgery, they're going through a trauma. And we really need folks that can sit at that front desk and greet those people with the warm heart and a bright smile just to reassure them that they have found the place that's going to help them and to just give them a little light in their day as they're going through whatever trauma they're dealing with.
It shows again the different levels that Good News Project has, because frankly, before you said that, I had not considered that that part of the process, because we talked about the medical equipment and the supplies that you are so generous with in terms of allowing folks to be able to use and not have it, you know, break their budget because of the issues involved. I had never considered the aspect of the importance of having the right voice, the right smile, the right attitude, the right heart right at the front desk. And right. I imagine that you must have heard that that's important, correct? Because, I mean, again, I can't, I don't know if you found out that, that how important that was through any specific moments or not, but how did you come about that? Because I mean, it really does, it really comes out of left field for me, at least.
Yeah, I honestly, when I first started working at Good News Project, I did not see that value until I actually worked the front desk for a while and realized that, you know, these people coming in, often they have little tears and a hug can go a long ways and just, you know, touching their heart and giving them reassurance. Like I said, to me, it's the most fulfilling role that we have at Good News, and you don't need to have computer skills to do it. You just need a warm heart and a big smile, and it can go so far. And really, that's the piece that we see, that people come back and say thank you. You know, we needed that. We didn't even know we needed it, but they thank us for being there and just being receiving and welcoming to them.
Another aspect is that I find interesting is that you talk about, and obviously as the volunteer coordinator, when somebody says, hey, I want to be part of volunteering, sometimes you realize that maybe the skill set or what they're looking for doesn't exactly fit with Good News Project, but that doesn't mean that you just turn them away, that there's other ways of going about it, correct?
Absolutely. I love to sit down with every potential new volunteer, anybody that fills out an application with us. I sit down and just have a conversation with them. I want to make sure that their volunteer goals are being fulfilled. Sometimes we can't do that. Sometimes, you know, we definitely don't work with food and, you know, housing issues. So if that's what they're looking for, I try to steer them to one of our other wonderful organizations that we work with. But if their goal is to, you know, help a person one-on-one and has the ability to sit at a desk, you know, once a week, then I can fulfill that need. But I want to make sure their volunteer goals are being fulfilled, because if it's not, it's no good for anybody. Any volunteer needs to feel like they have worth in what they're doing and feel fulfilled when they leave the organization. So I try to make sure we match really well.
Let me ask you again, maybe this is a little bit away from the specifics of what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. What is the age range of your volunteers? What's maybe the youngest volunteers that you see, and maybe what are the oldest volunteers that you see?
All right. I love to answer that, because last night I had Girl Scouts there. They're not regular. They, you know, come once in a while, but last night I had 12-year-olds, and they helped us with various projects, recycling and just doing some Christmas decoration, which helps the staff in the long run. But then I have all the way up to 90-year-old volunteers that help with mailings. We really can fulfill any age. If you're looking to volunteer, we can do it for you. We'll figure it out. If it gets too young, we may ask for an adult to be with them.
Right.
But many times we're able to take them on without that. So if you're looking for a place to give, we ask that you just go to our website, fill out an application, or stop in, get that application process going, and then we can sit down and see if we can meet your goals. And if we can't, I will still steer you to another organization that can.
And we will remind folks of what that website address is coming up in just a few moments when we wrap things up. And also, I'll make sure to put it as part of our show notes during on our podcast page as well. So if you're looking for that information, you can go to our show podcast and see that as well. It is early December, and obviously with a lot coming in the next 3 weeks now before Christmas officially, I imagine there's a lot of both opportunity and need for volunteers during this time of year.
Absolutely. You know, it's a critical time. Even for us, we see a lot of people coming in for medical equipment as they have loved ones coming to visit, or they're trying to get their loved ones out of maybe a nursing home to visit a house. They may need that mobility from one spot to another. So we definitely see an influx of people, you know, asking for equipment. And then, of course, with our e-cycling, we use volunteers as well. And can I tell you, we get a lot of Christmas lights at this time of year. So if you're putting up your Christmas lights and you realize they're no good, definitely recycle with us. Our volunteers would be more than happy to assist you with that.
And I think it's always good to remind folks, it's something that we talk about a lot with Christine as well, the Friday recycling, because number one, it's wonderful for the environment, number one, because you don't want to be just tossing aside all the electronics, but it also is so important to the Good News Project because it does allow you to do so much good work.
It does, and actually I found out from our manager today, because my Girl Scouts were all about taking off some bad Christmas lights off the Christmas tree they put up yesterday, and when they did that, I didn't realize it, but my manager, e-cycling manager Eric, told me, actually, Christmas lights give us a better return for recycling. So that really does help our help program quite a bit. So if you have those bad Christmas lights, please, please recycle them with us.
So whether or not you want to find information on volunteering, find out information about everything that the Good News Project does, again, the first place to start would be the website, correct? What is the website address?
Yeah, so that's at Good News Wisconsin or goodnewswi.com. You can go there, and our application is right on the volunteer tab. But if you're not comfortable with electronics and computers, right, and maybe even having that information online like that, please stop in. We have a paper application. I can talk to you about the process. Eventually, I'm going to meet you. Even if you go online to fill it out, my first request will be come on in. I love to show our organization so you can really see what we're all about and do that volunteer matching.
And one thing that Christine always talks about as well, she loves showing off the place.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you just come by and see what the Good News Project is, see the location, and pay a visit that way as well.
Yeah, just come in for a tour.
Exactly.
I love to show it off, and just people don't realize really what it encompasses until they're there and see it. Plus, seeing all the happy volunteers, it kind of puts a joy into your heart anyway, just walking through and talking to people.
But
so
again,
please take a tour.
Again, one more time, the website address.
Yeah, it's at goodnewswi.com.
Goodnewswi.com. Again, we'll have that link on our show page as well. I hope it's not the last time you pop on in.
Oh, I would love to come back. This was a pleasure.
Absolutely. Ruling Gartner, again, volunteer coordinator for the Good News Project. We get to talk to the Good News Project first Wednesday of every month. We're going to come back, have our final segment of the day. We'll have our daily history lesson, including our number for the day quiz with Ian, and wrap up our part of the day here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, Chat Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, if you miss any of our interviews or miss any part of the program and want to see as well our show notes about what we had on the program, just go to shows at WXCO.fm or civicmedia.us, and then you'll see all the shows. You'll see as well our sports. It'll be at the bottom. We'll say WXCO Sports. Our play-by-play broadcast will be there. There'll be a page for the Big High School Sports Show and for Sully's College Football page and for the Owassa Business Show and the Chad Holmes Show. It's all there, but click on shows at the top of the page at WXCO.fm and also at civicmedia.us. And you can also subscribe to our program as a podcast excuse me, on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. So subscribe and don't miss any of our programs here with the Chad Holmes Show and our other shows as well. It is the fourth day of December of 2024. It's day number 339 of this year. There are 27 days remaining this year, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1956, during a Carl Perkins recording session involving Jerry Lee Lewis and Johnny Cash at Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee, Elvis Presley visited the studio and extensively jammed with Perkins and Lewis with the tape recorders rolling. Mm-hmm. The four men became known as the Million Dollar Quartet, and the complete tape from the legendary session was eventually released on compact disc in 1987.
Sweet.
And of course, there was a big musical production called Million Dollar Quartet as well that plays around the country. Oh, so
I didn't know that.
Yep. I know it was in Vegas for quite a while when I was out there visiting one time. On this date in 1980, the rock group Led Zeppelin formally announced its breakup that occurred after the death of drummer John Bonham. On this date in 1998, the only U.S. factory making Scrabble tiles closed. The Hasbro-owned Milton Bradley Wood Products Company in Fairfax, Vermont, which had churned out 1 million of the lettered tiles daily for 20 years, closed and let an outside company produce the tiles. On this date in 2018, it was announced that Native Americans had just one migration from Siberia to the New World at most 23,000 years ago. And on this date, 1 year ago, 2023, Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for the first time, an amazing 65 years after its release. That's a slow burn to get from release to number one. 65 years for Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Included is game show host Wink Martindale. Tic-Tac-Doe was his most famous game show, but he had plenty of others as well. Wink turns 91 years old today. Max Baer Jr. played Jethro on the Beverly Hillbillies, 87 years old. Actor Jeff Bridges is 75. Actor Patricia Wedding of 30-something and Brothers and Sisters is 73. Chelsea Noble of Growing Pains turns 60. Marissa Tomei. My cousin Vinny won an Oscar, also Mae Parker in the Marvel films, and also one of my celebrity crushes for many, many years. Aww. I just think Marissa Tomei, fantastic. She turned 60 years old today. Fred Armisen, former Saturday Night Live cast member, and also a Portlandia, 58. Jay-Z turns 55. Supermodel Tyra Banks is 51. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Special events today. It is Choose Women Wednesday. It is Package Protection Day. It is International Cheetah Day. It is Cookie Day. It is Rockefeller Center Christmas Tree Lighting Day. It is Dice Day. It is Sock Day. It is Wear Brown Shoes Day. I'm wearing the black shoes today.
Yeah, me too.
It is Wildlife Conservation Day as well. All righty. You've been waiting for it, folks.
Yes.
It's time for our number for the day quiz. Every day we give Ian three choices. And based on the math, 33% is the pass-fail goal.
Yes,
above 33%, he passes. Below 33%, he fails. But we want more than that. We want a winning week, which is more right than wrong. His best ever week is 4 out of 5, and we're still trying for that perfect week, the holy grail of 5 out of 5. And
yes,
so far this week, first time in a while that you've started with back-to-back losses.
My gosh.
So now you got some work to do here the rest of the week.
Chickens! Alive chickens.
Our number for the day. The longest recorded flight in seconds of a chicken.
Oh.
And the furthest recorded distance a chicken has flown is approximately 301 feet. That's a little hint. But the longest recorded flight.
This is a matter of
in seconds.
Okay.
Of a chicken.
Okay.
Is the correct answer 13 seconds.
Wow.
Is the correct answer 23 seconds. Is the correct answer 33 seconds.
Geez. You're really putting me on the ball today.
So 13, 23 or 33 seconds, the longest recorded flight of a chicken, and the furthest recorded distance a chicken has flown is 301 feet.
Okay, I'll go with my gut here. I'm going to say 33 seconds. I'm going with C again. That's my final answer. I'm locking it in. 33 seconds is my final answer.
Okay. The longest recorded flight in seconds of a chicken is 13 seconds.
Oh, the smallest number?
Oh, for three.
Doggone.
And now the pressure's really on. You got to get the last 2 days right to get a passing grade.
Oh, wow.
But we will have you back tomorrow, and we'll see whether or not you can get back on the winning track.
Wow, that's pressure.
Coming up tomorrow on the program, we'll be joined by Pat Kreitlow at 8:06, and then cast members Dan Thompson and Christina Geisler of True Magic at 9:34. Ian, have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody.
We'll catch you
Wednesday.
We'll catch you tomorrow here on...
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.